five this year. Don't tell me you don't get it.
Okay. Well.
Cast of thousands.
Hello.
Good day, Mr. Robert Johnson.
How you doing, Ed?
Peachy keen. Gary's here. Cool.
Yeah, Gary, I sent him the link.
Larry.
Larry's called in, but Gary Oppenweis is here, too.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
Ed's not coming?
All
right. Ed's right here.
I'm right here.
I drove all this way to see your happy face, and you're not coming?
You can see me in your mind. Just think about it. I just finished work like 5 minutes ago, so getting there would have been an issue. All right.
Wait, I got a question to ask you real quick. How do I see who is joining the meeting here? I don't see any.
All right. So there should be a participants bar. Now on mine, it's at the bottom, but yours will be at the top.
I got it.
When you put your mouse over it, you see the participants, then you can see who's here.
I see David's here. Okay. Hi, David.
I'm here.
Hi, David.
Hello, Ed. Hello, Robert. Hello, Larry.
I see my wife. I see my wife is here.
I'm here.
Hi, baby.
Now, because you might have people sitting at more. Who else is with you, Robert?
I have, what's his name? Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill. No, I have the McMahons.
All right. Hi, guys.
Steve and Linda.
Pardon me. All right. So, Bob, you can share your screen and
I have nothing really to show on my screen at this point.
I do. I'll share mine.
All right.
This is an FYI. We just got the invoice for the well testing. I sent it on to you guys. So we have an agenda. Can you guys see my screen?
Can see it.
Can't see cool. it.
Now,
I'm on the phone.
Well, good. We'll just have to describe it very well for you. But a picture is worth 1,000 words, Pat. All right. So, Bob, you're the host. Do you want to run the show or let me drive or what do you want to do?
I'm going to let you drive because you are the, Grande Provolone.
El Grande Provolone.
And I'm going
to
let you know
be Mr. Mozzarella.
This meeting is being recorded for Pat, our secretary.
Very nice. And Pat, I will get the Windows system updated and get the laptop to you so that you can actually take the recording and make some minutes, okay?
All right.
Coolness.
I am taking notes.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, so today the agenda was the whole reason for this meeting is we needed to get together as a quorum and vote on the well box fabrication costs, as also discuss the identifying hanging tags, placards, or stickers, okay? So okay. Is there any other burning issues that that board members need to talk about here?
I don't think so.
I don't hear anything. Going once, going twice, Old America.
I don't think so.
I heard you, Pat.
I'm with the other half of the agenda.
Yep. Okay. So the first order of business is discussing the well hose box, and we have already approved the purchase of a lock and key system. That is, hey, more people joining. What do we got?
Good.
9 people. Cool. All right. So.
Who else?
Well, let's see. Larry. Looks like Larry joined twice.
I joined the phone and I'm trying to log in to see what your screen is.
What's who's Idis Beck? I'm sorry. Pronunciation?
Diesbach.
He's fine. Okay.
It's a good German name. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a ticket. Yeah. So I see you, Larry. I see you in as LD Spock. Who's is that? You again? Is Larry?
Yes.
Okay. then I see a couple of phone numbers. I think Pat's phone number is. So who's the 701? That's Pat. And Bob, you can actually move the mouse over on the phone and actually rename that to Pat. And then we got a 919 caller.
That's me, Larry.
That's you. Larry, you're just in all over the place, Larry. All right.
Neil is here, too.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Good deal. Yeah. Okay. Hey, good job. Good job, Bob.
Thank you.
919 is Larry again.
That's Larry. He's on here three times?
Yeah, you're on three times, Larry. That's probably a record. I've never seen anybody come in three times. Okay, let's move on. All right, let's move on. So we already have approved the well and the lock and key system, and now what we decided is we do need to have we're going to decide this, I guess, but I think we all agree that we need to have a new box fabricated because the sheet metal one up there is not sufficiently strong to support the new key system. So we've gotten a quote for the materials. And Steve, I know I have to give you dimensions unless Dave picked up dimensions when he was up at the well recently.
I did not and have not been up. I've been a poor steward recently.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll get up there as soon as I can. Maybe I'll bring the laptop up to you, Pat. Okay. We need to get proper dimensions. And now, does anybody want to see the quote? We've already seen it, but
just I can throw show it you. Out here.
No,
I'll just throw it out here. I mean, we can look at it real quick. If I recall, it comes to something like $636 for the materials from Page, and that's pre-cut. Of course, we have to give them the right dimensions to cut, and that includes the front, back, the four sides. There's also some angle iron in there to strengthen the door.
Okay.
So, again, if you guys want me to display it for those of you who are online, I can do that. And then we discussed compensation for the lead fabricator, which is Steve. And I think we estimated about $300. It was 12 hours at $25 an hour. Okay. So I think, you know, I wanted to ask Larry.
Steve, about $300, yes.
Okay. So, Larry, I have a question for you as the treasurer. Do we have a budgeted line item where these funds can come from?
Some of them. We have well maintenance budget.
But we've spent, how much of that money has already been spent?
$500. $583. But okay. we have money budgeted for the board travel, which we're not going to be doing any this year.
Right.
Now, I got to clarify. One place on the form from Tucson, it says $1,500 has been budgeted. But on the internal form that we use here, that we updated, it says $3,000. So I got to figure out why. It's done the same.
What is reality? Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that was from them driving from Phoenix and Nevada.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we should this is Chris's,
also,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Larry, go ahead.
Signs. How much have we're kind of getting into the latter half of the year, and there was quite a bit of money allocated for the signs and the placing them and such. We may run out of time. money available. That was quite about $8,000.
Well, here's the last one from, this is from the end of July. If it should come up. There you go. So let's look at what Larry's talking about here.
Yeah, number 22.
Board moving travel, 3,000. So, and I don't have a problem with shifting money out of that bucket into paying for the fabrication.
Right.
I don't anticipate, like you said, I don't anticipate us spending that mileage money travel.
No.
You know.
No, I won't.
Anybody else? Comments?
I agree. It should come from there.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay, and we'll,
I think there's.
But how do we do that?
Things that we could take the money from, but again, we need to reassess the whole budget system. You know, at some point. You know,
oh yeah.
For
yeah.
Today, I think you know.
Right.
You know, wherever we could take those extenuous funds from, is you know, and this is just me. You know, that's you know, we'll figure it out, or Larry will.
Yeah, Larry. No, I agree with you. I think that we need to revisit the whole thing. Hey, hi, Liz. Liz is on with Gary.
Hi, Liz.
That we need to review the entire budget process. I talked with Chris. She said she can add line items. So, you know, this is kind of an off-topic thing for this meeting, and I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm getting a reconnecting to the UK thing.
I hear you fine.
Can you guys hear me? Okay.
I hear you.
Okay. So I think that's another topic for us to have a discussion about, and it's going to be more in-depth because I would like to see the budget, the one that we share with the members, provide more detail.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
What are we? Where's the money going? You know, I gave you $200. Where'd you use it, man? You know. So, and I know, Larry, have you talked with Chris about the overall budgeting process? I know you sent me one template, but it was pretty much a blank, an empty template with a bunch of lines in it. So.
Yeah, and it had a lot of things that didn't apply, like pools and landscaping and. Things
right.
That belong to more of like a subdivision, not us.
What, no pool? We don't have any pool plan, no project? Well, who's the committee member? Okay.
So. Bob. Larry? Bob is.
Bob, yeah. We got the cow pools. We got the tanks.
Larry, when I gave you those sheets at the last actual board meeting we had, would you like
would
you like me to send you the actual files that our treasurer for that board that I was on prior had created?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll make sure. I'll make sure you get those.
Because what Chris said was pretty helpful.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, I missed that last part.
I think it's going to be.
Ed? Yes, I said it was helpful.
Okay, I'll make sure you get those, Larry.
This isn't what I want to look at. All right. So at any rate, I think we need to go through this with a fine-tooth comb and make it our own budget. You know, make it make sense, give it more detail so that what we share with the membership, you know, breaks these things down into more detail, but not overdo it. I mean, you know, the annual grading contract. Well, what is that, you know? You know, was a quarterly done? You know, when's the annual one? That kind of stuff. So for right now, I mean, I guess I put a mini motion out that we take the. Go ahead.
You know, this is something that we may be able to bring up at our scheduled board meeting. I think we need to kind of focus on where we're at right now with the well and the stickers.
That's why I was trying to put a motion up that we accept taking the funds from the travel.
Ed?
Yes?
Where is this budget that you're showing online on the meeting page coming from, because it doesn't match the one, the last one I see off of the WVR website.
Well, let me go get that one. There's no reason to show this.
Because it has some numbers that are significant. I mean, right off the bat, TRT management fee shows at $4,200, and then the one off the website shows it at $5,700 for the year.
That's so, kind of where we have to spend some time.
Well, that's the budgeted for the entire year.
Right, right. I understand that. What's budgeted for the year, the actuals. I just think we should be I'm confused on to what the difference shows on the one that Ed had up and the one that's the last one posted to the website.
What's the date on the last one posted on the website?
I'm showing that now, July 31st. 2018, sorry. Let's go back. Let's go pull okay. one down. Here's 6:30 is the last one on the website.
Yep.
Right.
And why does it say January 31st? Who knows? Okay.
That's the date I think they created the form.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is June 30th.
Right.
Right.
Larry?
What changed
right.
from June 30th to July to reflect, and again, some of those numbers show up as different.
The budgeted numbers?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's, like I said, that's the whole budget is a conversation that we probably want to have outside of this meeting. We're going to have to parking lot that, David.
Well, I'm not, okay, where I'm going with this is not about the actual budget, but if we're looking at a couple spots where we're going to take other funds from, I'm fine with that part as long as the numbers we have where we're, you know,
right.
are good numbers where we reallocate those funds. That's
absolutely.
All.
Well, then the question is, does the board meeting travel mileage budgeted amount match what you see and what I was showing? It looks like they're both 3,000.
Okay. I don't have the document that you were showing. I was trying to follow along, and I figured the way to do it was to pull up the most recent one.
Yeah.
So, yes, that 3,000 does.
Yeah.
Does match.
Yeah. See, I was showing July 31st, 2018. So, you know, that's a wrong thing to show. So disregard this one, okay?
Because additionally, the one we're looking at from online, I've got the WVR. July report from Chris York that she just sent us a few days ago.
Yes.
That map is more in line. So
right. I was displaying the wrong year.
Okay.
My apologies. Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. We're good. You know, I think, you know, in this instance, we have budgeted $3,000 for travel, which we're not going to use. I don't see any error in allocating this, you know, the remainder of it, because I think we spent $158. Okay. I don't have a problem. So I'm going to put a motion on the table that we spend the money for the box hose box fabrication out of this bucket.
Fabrication and
purchase of materials.
Fabrication and purchase of materials.
Fabrication, yeah, purchase of materials and fabrication. And, you know,
I'm a
installation,
yay.
Painting, the whole nine yards, you know?
Right. I'm a yay.
What?
Yay!
Oh, a yay. Yes, okay. Okay. Does everybody agree? Do you have any objections?
No objections.
No, I agree.
It's unanimous agree. Then. Okay.
In favor of, yes.
Unanimous.
I agree.
Yes, yes. Okay, good. All right, good. That's such a wonderful thing. It just makes my heart happy. All right, what else was I showing? Oh, go away. You don't want to see my work. All right, what else was I showing here?
Your work.
I think my work. You don't want to see my work. Your eyes will glaze over. All right, so we found out there, and we voted to accept. Well, the first one was taking the money out of the travel budget. Now,
right.
I'm going to put a motion on the table to accept an expense for the box to enable the order to be placed. and for us to pay for the fabrication and the whole nine yards, okay?
Any comment
from the,
any comment from the membership? Sounds pretty quiet to me.
Sounds quiet to me.
Sounds good to us.
Okay, good. All right, then. So that motion's on the table. We approve the expense for the hose box, fabrication, materials, installation, the whole nine yards.
Correct.
Pat seconded it.
I agree.
Do we have, yep. Is it unanimous?
Yes.
All right, good. Good deal. All right, next one. Let's move on. WVR identifying hanging tags or stickers. Bob, this one's kind of yours, so go with it.
It has been kind of mine. Yes, exactly. Okay, I've contacted, or I've been in, you know, onto the web and actually only got one actual quote from a place called My Parking Permit. And of the several others that I contacted, I haven't got any replies from or any actual official quotes, but you know, on their website they say there are minimums, and there are, you know, most of them offer like free shipping and stuff, and it can happen within, you know, anywhere between 3 to 10 days, depending upon who you went through.
And the one quote you got was for 400, right?
The one quote I got from, it was a place called My Parking Permit.
Uh-huh.
And that was for actual reflective stickers versus hang tags, which would.
And
also
what was that quote?
That quote would have been $537.25 for 400 stickers. The hang tags would have been $688.26 for reflective stickers. And let me explain a little bit why I kind of went with the idea of reflective stickers and went that down that route versus just a normal kind of sticker as we have right now, and also what we may look into for a hang tag. One is the reflective stickers or hang tags would be more identifiable via headlights, flashlights, and infrared camera systems that, like, we do have in place at the well. I'm not sure, you know, how to explain. There are advantages and disadvantages to both. I could get hang tags, non-reflective, probably cheaper. Stickers would even be cheaper still, non-reflective.
So I actually have a comment on this whole thing.
Okay.
And because we've had stickers in the past and we've tried all this other stuff, and I'm kind of thinking, I have to ask the question, do we even need these? Not to negate any of the work or hours you put in, Bob, but do we really need these? If once we have the lock in place, what's the value of any kind of identifier on vehicles?
See, that's what I was thinking too. And the only thing that I can think of that it would be needed for is when we have hunters driving around or somebody looking to break into places and steal stuff that don't have a tag.
We cannot restrict people from using our roads if they're hunters or they're just anybody else in their matter. We don't have that authority to restrict movement upon our roadway. We just don't have it. You know,
right.
That's stated within the, you know, state statute. This was the whole idea was this was, and this kind of came up before we talked about a lock and key system, was being able to identify somebody that would come up to the well, and specifically at night, that would be, you know, to get the sticker, they'd have to, you know, provide their parcel number, or their, you know, whether it be the 3-digit number or 4-digit number or the 7-digit number that's provided by the county. And this was just a way to help identify owners that are, you know, that are on the ranch.
But this is limited. Right. You can't force them to put those stickers up or force them to have them hanging in their windows. So it's really just a stupid expense.
Correct. However, that being said, by Linda, thank you, I appreciate that. That being said, it would be nice to have, and this is just my opinion, to have a sticker that would be reflective in a windshield of a vehicle. It's not like a hang tag where they could decide whether to hang it or not. This would be something that they would put in their lower left-hand corner of their windshield, as we do now, and it would be identifiable at night. It would glow in the dark, basically, off the headlights.
So we have two trucks. Would we get two stickers?
Good question.
I'd like to jump in for just a second.
That's been done in the past.
David, go ahead.
I said that's been done in the past. If you have more than one vehicle, you get more than one sticker.
Okay, David?
I am sort of going to play a little bit of middleman here, but take a different tack with it and say I can see an advantage, as Bob is pointing out, to having some type of identification, be it a tag or a hang tag or a sticker, organized community manner, i.e. rather than going the route of saying, all right, you need this, you need to stop at the well, you need to flash this card in front of the, or you need to drive in through the well so we can see it, or, hey, this is so people don't stop you on the road type of deal. Just more along the lines of more carrot than stick. More carrot in terms of, hey, if we can gather enough momentum with this, no one's forcing you, no one's saying you have to, but, oh, by the way, if you display this hang tag or sticker, which I myself will just go ahead and say I would prefer a hang tag, but it would promote the sense of community and being able to identify each other as members of the community and feel a little more, I don't know, not necessarily security, but a little more
cohesive,
permanent. Cohesive, permanence, people, being able to see each other, know who's who, things like that. But rather than, put it out there as, hey, look, you need to do this, we ought to do this, just say, hey, look, it's an option. Now, having said that, go back to what a couple of people said, it's an option that carries an expense, that the question becomes, what do we gain out of it? Okay? And I might kind of liken it to the well lock system. Okay, part of that, part of what we purchased with the well lock system is not just the security of the lock itself, but some key control. So there might be some benefit in this of some community enhancement and together, it's there. Having said all that, I'll say I personally don't want to put a sticker on my vehicle. After 20 years, or a number of years in the military, having stickers on vehicles to be identified out in town as a military person, I don't necessarily want that sticker on my vehicle to be able to be identified by it.
No, I hear
I
you.
Would not mind.
I hear you.
I would not mind a hang tag that as I roll into the onto Ranch Road, I pop that hang tag up on and down the road I go. I can get into the habit of that. That's not a problem. But basically, I'm just going with a little bit of a. Say again?
I can duplicate any hang tag that you could make, and anybody with a computer could do the same thing if they wanted to cheat.
Okay, that'd be one aspect. The other one is, I have a handicap placard in my truck, and I'm supposed to display that thing whenever I pull into a handicap parking spot. I forget. Okay? I forget. I may only be in there and wherever I'm going for, 10 minutes, but sometimes I forget. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that does it. I'm just putting that out there.
Neil has one of those too, but it was stolen.
See?
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah. But so let me boil it down to, I think the key question is if we're going to spend $600 possibly more, because we might have to get two per, you know, is that money that we want to spend, members' money that we want to spend on these things, or do we want to put that towards something else like roads, you know?
Personally, roads.
Yeah.
Roads.
Yep.
Yeah. Roads.
And I think roads too. I think this is a would like to have maybe, but right now, you know, we're trying to get things, we're trying to move the roads to a place where we're eliminating emergency repair costs and we're investing in the long-term corrections. So
I make a motion to table this for later discussion if and need it arises. To purchase stickers or hang tags.
I second that. Mm-hmm. I second that motion.
I vote in favor of that second and the motion.
All in favor?
I agree also.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Motion passed. So we'll table this one.
Sounds like okay. A plan.
So we just walked through our agenda. We made our votes. And, you know, we'll fund the fabrication and installation of the well hose box. Steve has been interfacing with Paige. So, Steve, I think you have the go-ahead to place that order. Do you need the accurate measurements before you do that, correct?
Steve says he has them.
Oh, he already went up there, you rascal, you.
Steve, I owe you a phone call.
I know it.
Can I ask my lovely wife, do you have any comments? Well, she probably left.
She probably no, got she's on mute. She's okay. On mute. She just needs to unmute.
Oh. Well, she may be on another
Tammy.
Phone.
Tammy. She might be working. Yeah, she might exactly. Be on another phone call.
That's okay.
So.
Oh, yeah, I have some things to add to our next agenda at our actually scheduled monthly board meeting.
That's what I need to talk about if you guys have the time.
Well, as long as I have the time Bob and I went on this thing. I don't know if they're just going to shut me off if I go over 40 minutes or not.
It'll knock you off at 40 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead. I just got to notice that it upgraded to unlimited time.
Yeah. So the thing I wanted to mention here is just, it's more like an FYI. So when Bob and I went into town to hang up all these announcements, we checked in at the library on when the best time would be to have recurrent monthly meetings. And they said the second Saturday at noon, I think it was, right, Bob?
Correct. Noon to two.
So we actually scheduled it because there's no cost to schedule it. So now we're on the dance card and we can have the recurrent meetings the second Saturday of every month at noon in the library. Okay. So we'll start, you know,
and
work toward that.
And would that still have to be done by two?
Yeah, they close at two. Yeah.
We can move it to the park after two.
if we need to continue speaking, yeah, I think so. That's a good idea.
Linda, did you say bar or park?
I said park. I'm sorry.
Well, it depends on how fractious. Depends on where we go at the meeting. What, you know.
You can't have booze at the park, unfortunately.
Yeah, we could stand out.
Well, that's why we would have to move it to the bar.
I think something we can look forward to is that if we're having the meetings more often, we'll probably need less time for them. Instead of three meetings a year that last 4 hours and not enough gets done, with a meeting once a month, we're going to be able to accomplish, and meetings like this where we can accomplish things in between, we're setting ourselves up well to be able to accomplish more and use our time better instead of letting things build up, especially for the membership. We need to get this out to the membership We're having these meetings often. They can come to these online meetings. They can meet us at Bob's place or at my place for these things. And I don't think we'll have that fracturousness of the past simply because of the transparency and the regular interaction will cut down to where people are going to hopefully follow our lead in a certain way and be more focused on what we're doing.
I think we've already gotten feedback from many people.
I was going to say, there's been some sort, you know, a little bit, it seems like, I don't know, call it friction or whatever you want to call it, you know, about the location. And I had, you know, the way me and Ed had put it out there for Pat to put out, and the posts that we put out in the library, the post office, and the drugstore, said call a number for this location to get information about us, you know, a location you could go to for the meeting. At the last hour of today, before the meeting, I did post my address for the members, and I put it out there on the Ryan Winkle site that, you know, and this was because of some concerns from other members. And I said, you know, here it is, okay? And the comment I got back was, oh, well, if we'd known it was a private residence where this is going, it would have been different. So, I mean, we got some growing pains and we got some things to work out. But again, I don't have an issue with, you know, for these interned, so between our scheduled meeting kind of things, I think what we're doing right now is acceptable.
Legal.
And it's legal. Right.
And here's the point, too, is these monthly meetings are all going to be board meetings. The one in June is a membership meeting, and Bob made that distinction in the last meeting, you know, whereas the membership meeting is the one we have to spend money sending out, you know, announcements across the world. These board meetings, we only have, you know, we have to put the announcement out at least 48 hours ahead of time, okay? So, you know, the privacy issue, we're trying to balance privacy, security with the letter of the law, or the intent of the law, which is you have to notify people. And we did get some pushback on how come the location's not published,
right?
And that question was answered in our web page or our Facebook website or web group, but they repeated the question. So the thing there is, you know, that was kind of like throwing monkeys on the back, okay? They just kept pushing it out there for whatever reason. And I responded to that quickly today, too, in essence saying, yeah, because it's in a private residence. We're not going to publicly announce that, okay? So that's, you know, that's part of the growing pains thing. We're going to have people who don't understand what Zoom is. We're going to have people that don't understand that you can call in. And we'll get better at making the information available, you know, explicitly. So I can't control how somebody reads and interprets what we put out there. I can only control what we put out there and make it even clearer, you know.
I think it's, you know, to steal a phrase, I just read it while you were speaking. And it's a bit of a, my opinion only, it's a bit of a nothing burger. There's going to be some growing pains with doing things this way. And I think once people get attracted to the idea again that we're doing this more often and we are doing our level best to be transparent and
you have to say that differently, David. You have to say we are doing our level best.
I don't do impressions.
I am doing my level best.
I don't want to be flippant, and at the same time, yeah, I think some of these we just kind of roll with them and say, okay, fine, you didn't appreciate it, I get it, we're going to do better. What can we do better for the entire membership, not one individual person? We can try to attempt to make it easier for that person, but in general, the idea is we're trying to make it easier for the entire membership, not just one individual who happens to be a little wonky today.
You know, David,
well,
I think
every member has a voice.
I agree wholeheartedly. Again, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah. So I see us at about 3 minutes to deadline. We don't know if we're going to get cut off at 40 minutes for this one. So I have a question for the people who aren't board members who've attended this meeting. Give me some kind of an idea of, you know, how this has gone for you.
Well, this is Gary. For one, it was very easy, although I'm a geek, so I can deal with these things. Mm-hmm. Okay. It just makes it so much easier, even, you know, with inclement weather or bad roads or whatever. I think more people could join it.
It could, yeah. Once they get, you know, maybe we need to have a little education period or, you know, whatever. Tammy, you're another geek. How'd it go? Oh, she's probably still on the call because
she's
her.
Still on mute.
I'm not a geek, but it's okay as long as we come over to Bob's.
There you go. And did it work? Was it clear on Bob's Bluetooth speaker and stuff? Say again, Bob. I'm sorry, I kind of stepped on you.
For Steve and Linda, it may be closer if they came over to your place. Not that I don't mind them coming over to my place, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's fine. I just have to figure out to not do it through a headset because I haven't figured out how to broadcast that yet. So,
hey, Gary?
Yeah.
You know, I'll blatantly say this is a little bit of board self-promotion if I ask you to do this, but do you think you guys could go on the Facebook page and talk about how this went and maybe explain to, you know, some folks why you know, preface with it's easier for you because you're a geek if you see so fit, but why it may have been more beneficial to do it this way if you see it that like that?
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that.
Cool. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, before we disperse, I have another question.
Yep.
Are we going to vote on this every second Saturday thing at the library?
We should.
We may not have anything to vote on. We may be just getting together to get our ducks in a row for the next, you know, next.
We've got 30. Less than a minute before cutoff, so you want to put a motion on the table, Pat?
I move that we have a board meeting every second Saturday at the library and from 12 to 2, except for the membership meeting in June, which would be at the park.
I second it. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Yay.
Aye.
All right, good. All right, so it's counting down. Let's hang on and see if it blocks out at like at 40 after the hour.
It'll probably just send you a bill.
Yeah. Well, we'll just go for 1 minute.
Who's going to set it up 40. At the library?
It's already been set up.
The meeting, it's already set up. It's on the calendar.
Okay.
And it's well past 40 now, so we didn't get cut off. Hooray.
Not yet.
Okay. Not yet. But my clock could be faster, slower, who knows? Mm-hmm. So, okay. So I think I guess I can move to close the meeting. We've done our work here. Does that make sense?
I think we have.
Right.
Yes.
All right, then. I move we close the meeting. We're done.
All right. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Amen.
Thank Nobody you. Seconds right. it? All right.
I said hey. Second.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
What is that?
You got to tear it down, Bob.
I'm going to set it up to make sure I get the recording and all that stuff here. So.
Yeah.